I was rich, I'd still be with. Ain't that some? Ain't that some? Forget you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm sorry. I don't drive a Ferrari. All right, folks, you know what time it is.
Have fun, though, Jay, if you do.
I honestly think I'll die without ever having driven a Ferrari.
I'll rent one weekend and let you drive it.
Okay, cool.
Not by yourself, though. Only for like a half a mile.
Okay, cool.
You'll lose your mind.
Listen, half mile, supervised, I'm into it. Once a week, we come together as a group of people, as a congregation, as a community. We are a community. We create communities. The Beamish and Finley weird circus world we all live in. And you can get some stuff off your chest. Whoever has wronged you, whatever you're mad about, why on earth these companies that I have the app downloaded on my phone that email me all the time, take me directly to the app. Don't launch on the browser. Take me to the app. Bleep you. That is your issue,
not mine. A lot of them want you to launch on the browser is spam. Watch them.
It's Bleep You Thursday. Phone numbers, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Carlos in Severna Park leads us off. What up, Los?
Yo, happy birthday. Well, happy belated birthday, JP. Hopefully you turned up for the 99 in 2000. You know that? But yeah.
thanks, buddy.
Hey, man. You're welcome, man. Hey, listen. Bleep you. Sorry, bleep to my buddy, Mike Jackson. All right? Only because he has the nerve. He talks so much smack. Guess what? He beat me in fantasy by 0.1 points. But the NFL, thank God, the NFL fantasy app, they went back and reviewed some stuff. They gave Quincy Williams one more point for a tackle that they forgot to log in. It took full points off Logan Wilson. And guess what? They gave me the win 3 days later. So I gave him the old Charlie Murphy. Oh, you're going to play some basketball?
hey, you got it, man. You won the game.
Los. Los played some serious fantasy if tackles count. I don't even, like, that's,
hey.
While we're talking
that's paying a little bit too much attention.
While we're talking about fantasy football, bleep you to the San Francisco 49ers kicker who scored 26 points against me on Monday Night Football to force me to lose. I like this one from Locked On Law, B. This is in the stream chat. I'm curious if you agree with this. Locked On Law says, bleep anyone telling Jaden Daniels he needs to learn how to slide.
Oh, he's been bleeping all day.
I do think there's a little – the learn how to slide stuff. Like, a lot of these quarterbacks now don't slide in the traditional way that, like, Russell Wilson was so good at because he grew up as a baseball player.
Yeah.
You got to get down. You can't take the hits. You heard Cliff Kingsbury talk about it.
And you can do it both ways. It's equal. It goes where you start to slide or dive.
Right. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are open. Bobby is in Alexandria. Bobby, who you mad at, dude?
I'm going to say, but I'll just give him two of them.
We're going to say bleep you on Bobby's phone.
I think
Bobby's
gotta,
phone.
Yeah, I think
it sounds like you're underwater, Bobby. You need to call back and get in a better spot, brother.
The gummy just hit for Bobby. I don't know what he was saying, man. Matt Stafford is on the line. Rams quarterback, tough loss in overtime week one. What up, Matt?
Yeah, I'm hurting. I lost Puka Nacua, but I'm hoping that DeMarcus Robinson can step in and, you know, Sean McVay is going to get the ball
just
out.
Throw it all to Cooper Kupp because he's all, I got him. Yeah. Just throw it all to Cooper Kupp.
Hey, a very special one goes out to the people that hack people's social media accounts, and they also con old people, naive people, the scammers. Special bleep you. You suck.
I'm with you, dude.
All right, bro.
They do suck. Did you recently get hacked or scammed?
He's gone.
All right, he's gone.
But actually,
I got the vibe that he did, though.
Let me just break it down.
Or maybe somebody.
I don't care how old, young. If something sounds better than it should be, you know, better than normal, it's probably not going to be as good. You're probably going to be being set up for something. Stop telling. If somebody says, send me $500 and I'm going to send you $500,000,
right.
It's a lie. If they say, buy these gold bars for this amount of money, right. Yeah, go get your money out of these. Like I say, they're not sending you any gold bars. So sometimes the person that's doing it has to be, you got to blame them too.
Yeah.
You stuff sounds too good to be true. It's not true. Believe me.
A little bit of responsibility in this world ain't the worst.
Hell yeah.
So Bakari is my guy that worked on the All Ears program with me, works at NBC. And Bakari kind of built out this, like, betting portion of the show.
Bakari Rambo?
Maybe. No. His hair is longer, though. But, yo, so he gave me the spread, 1.5, the total, and then he picked a prop bet for me to discuss. And he picked Jaden Daniels to again have 2 rushing TDs. And it's plus 800. And I had to say, I was like, sometimes something sounds too good to be true. Yeah. It is. Like, I would not expect him to run the ball for 2 touchdowns again.
Yeah.
Considering it doesn't happen very regularly.
I like that. Locked on Law said, Nigerian princess died and left you $1 million.
Yeah.
You know how many times I get that?
Right.
Yeah, some
a lot of princes.
This prince left you some money. I'm like, nah, bro. I had my stuff checked, and it didn't trace back there. No.
The dude whose phone was terrible. Call back. We'll certainly take you.
Yes.
Commander Tequila's on the line. Commander, you're always so happy go lucky. I can't imagine you're mad
he said,
at anyone.
Bleep you the vodka.
happy birthday, guys. Birthday boys. Well, I got 2 bleep views, eh? For one, period to Jera. Bleep him, period, and him and his whole team. 2, I want to bleep JP, but it's not JP's fault for Wednesday at 8:30. Because I'm working in my working time, and you got a new show now. It's going to take me another 2 hours to catch up on my work. Just to listen to
the show's only a half hour, dog. It's TV.
Exactly. How long do you do me after work again and then go back to my rhythm? It takes 2 hours.
Commander, it takes you 2 hours to watch 26 minutes of television?
Every day. You're even making my drink. What do you think we do?
All right, man. Well,
oh, my Lord.
Appreciate you as always,
really
Commander.
Bleep you real bad because it's not your fault. But I want really bleep the fans of the Commander to want to be wagons don't understand what's going on with our team, with our quarterbacks, with our quarterback. Okay? Yeah. Jake Daniels is a great quarterback. He's like Michael Vick. You know, it's the ones that don't, the bandwagons want to jump in our bandwagon, don't understand football. 2 yards is 6 feet. 3 yards is 9 feet. They're dying for it. They're trying to get that thing.
I'd thanks, bud. All right, bro. I appreciate you, Commander.
I appreciate you for the math class. He got that better than you, Jay.
Yeah, I mean that was a ride into the deep dark mind of Commander Tequila. Landfill, real quick.
I'm in inside y'all.
Landfill, can you give me a theory why to watch a 26 minute show requires 2 hours? Can you help me understand?
He said he had to pour his drink every 5 minutes.
I mean, I have some theories.
Give me one that you can say on the radio. That was something. All right, Bobby's back from Alexandria. We think we can hear him now. Hello, Robert. Who you mad at?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry. First of all, I bleep you to my phone service and airplane.
all good.
And second of all, bleep you to going to the store. I don't care if it's a grocery store, whatever store it is, convenience store, and they got an item up there that says it's $2.99 or 2 for $1. And then you go up to the counter, it's $3.99, it's 2 for $4. Oh, we didn't put our tags back on right. Not my problem.
Yep.
And my third one is bleep you to this certain newspaper. And every Friday, every single game from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they take the JMU Dukes. It's not even in there. And it's a good team. It's going to be a good team. It's not even in there. And it was Richmond Spiders playing the Poor Ladies of the Clare. I'm like, what? It wasn't even in the newspaper, and it hasn't been. They just disrespect the Dukes. And that's my bleep use. Thank you guys for taking my call.
I'm with him on those tags. So I was going to the airport.
Yeah.
Stopped at one of the places, and you know, they have the radio, TV. All that. So that big speaker I have, they had it marked at $1.99. I get to the counter and say, I think that's not ours. I say, well, that sign says $1.99. I can't do it. I said, you better call your manager.
Good for you.
I walked away $1.99. It was really about $3.99.
What, they just had the wrong sign up?
They hadn't changed it. They had a little special, and they hadn't changed the sign. Right. I got the special price.
Good for you, dude.
And I play it, and everybody, every time you hit me on the golf course, you hear me.
JBL3 Extreme. I've played a lot of golf with a lot of people. I've seen a lot of golf speakers. I have a golf speaker. Shout out to Bees. He gave it to me. I've never seen anyone play golf with the size speaker you have.
Hey, man. You got to make sure people can hear it. I like my bass, baby.
You know, like, you know the little basket on the back of a golf cart, kind of between where you sit and where your clubs go? B. Mitch's golf speaker takes up the entire basket. James is in D.C. James, who you mad at, dude?
Fellas.
How you doing, bud?
All right, man. I'm mad at the PG County Parking Authority. I'm moving to a new house in Fort Washington off Oxon Hill Road. The day I moved in, I parked my pickup where you can park. Other cars are parked there. I got a parking ticket in my pickup. The following day, I parked my work truck there. I was taking a break. I walked to my house to get something to eat. Got another parking ticket on my work truck. 2 days back to back. So I'm paying Bleep to the PG County.
Is it a place where you can park? It says you can park there?
Yeah, there's no parking sign nowhere.
You better fight that.
Take it to court.
They're not going
to
fight. Make sure there's no yellow that was on that little area right there, because when it got the yellow and the red,
there's no yellow, there's no signs, there's no nothing. It's like 10 other vehicles parked there.
Wow.
I got to Bleep you. Thank you. Good luck with the tickets, man. That's
somebody
junk.
Put on the chat. Stop parking there.
This dude, Timothy Park. So, you know, I called the show on NBC All Ears because I think it's kind of funny. I recognize my ears stick out. Like, I'm cool with it. I'm secure in my ear hood. Okay. Yeah. And this dude, Timothy Park, in the chat is making like 100 jokes. And B, I don't even.
Instead of All Ears, they should call it Biggie.
Like, is that even funny? Like, we're already making fun of the ears.
It is kind of funny.
I think it's like cheesy, honestly. Landfill, is that funny?
I think it's kind of funny.
Like, I'm already making fun of the ears.
Although they spelled your name wrong.
Like, isn't that kind of lame?
I think the most lame thing is your name had a D in it. You ever seen your name?
No. The amount of ways I've seen my name spelled. Yeah, it's remarkable.
Lay.
Perhaps this is a silly question, and I'm not trying to do a bit here. Is Jeff here?
Yes.
Jeff, I wanted to give you the opportunity in case anyone has wronged you, sir.
Nah, I'm good, JP. I'm fine.
The vibes in the aquarium seem very, very high. Like, perhaps even like THC medically high.
Lamar says he's holding his Bleep you until he see if we play the Joe Witt presser.
Well, Lamar, we're not going to, buddy. So let it fly. Why are you two just happy that me and B haven't been in there in a couple days?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, then I won't come. Hey, Donnie, meet us over here tomorrow. We'll have the barbecue come here.
That's right.
We do. Donnie, don't listen to B-Me.
Donnie, you met Jeff through me. Hell with Jeff.
all right, there's callers. I'm going to try to stick to the script here. Brian is in Leesburg. Brian, who you mad at?
Hey, fellas. I'm just a guy that works every day. I pay my bills. I'm Bleep you to DirecTV and Disney for holding up my Monday Night Football because these $2 billion companies can't get their act together. I pay my bills.
I'm with you on that, brother.
I'm not trying to hear their crap about what we're not paying anymore. We don't want you to. I'm just trying to watch some football,
dude. I'm
with you on that because they also stop me from being on Channel 7.
I thought they can't even be on ABC.
It's on none of them.
No.
Now here's my question:
Disney, anything, no,
anything that Disney owns, they're not playing it on there.
Will you guys get a rebate? Like, whenever the period is that you don't get those channels, shouldn't they knock, like, $5 off your bill
Sling
for that
month? Sling TV gave me $30 off of my – no, DirecTV gave me $30 off of my price, and I went and got the little $20 Sling TV and turned it off after I finished watching.
If you call, they'll give you they won't give you, obviously, your whole month, but they'll prorate it and give you something because I did that last time. But that's not the point. I mean, billion-dollar companies fighting over this crap, and I can't watch a football game.
Bro, I'm with you, bro.
I bet you're saying billion-dollar? I'm going to look up the market cap of Disney.
More than that.
$160 billion. What's DirecTV? Is DirecTV owned by AT&T, I think? DirecTV has a $47 billion market cap.
Well, they need to get together with that.
Let the people watch football, man.
What are they going to do? They're going to make people find other avenues, and then they're going to be gone.
Yeah, it's a good call, dude. I hope it – well, and think about college football tonight, college football all weekend, like ESPN. So I was on the plane last week to Tampa. And I hadn't flown American Airlines in a long time. Now, of course, it was delayed. But the actual experience being on the plane, their app and, like, kind of Wi-Fi and entertainment options was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I was able to watch college football on the plane. But because ESPN, ABC, and ESPN2, there were only, like, 15 channels you can watch on the plane. Mm-hmm. And I'm not complaining because I'm on a damn airplane. It's pretty cool. I can watch 15 channels. But ESPN, ESPN2, and ABC were all blacked out because of the DirecTV stuff. Thank goodness the Notre Dame-Northern Illinois game was on NBC, and it was an awesome game, so I just watched that. But that stuff is almost more annoying for college football because they are such a dominant player. They've got the SEC games now. Everybody in the planet wants to watch College Game Day. Like, get your act together. All right. Jeff now claims he has a bleep you. All right, Jeffrey, fire away.
Yes, I just you know, went to the stream because I thought we were about to sign off for break.
I just answered it for you, Jeff. I answered him for you.
No. Lamar Smith.
I told him it comes tomorrow.
Every Friday, bro.
Lamar, for not knowing what the damn schedule is.
Hold on. Explain, because I don't know what's happening.
Bleep Jeff for no weekly Commander song. Those always drop on
Friday. Yeah, one last week, and he got one coming up this week on Friday. So bleep Lamar for not paying attention.
Yes.
So, Jeff, you'll have a song tomorrow?
JP, you've asked him a question.
Yeah,
JP.
I was going to say, JP, really, dude?
Now, in my defense, I was laughing as I asked it because I knew that would piss you off.
That's why I said really, because I can see it on the stream. You laugh when you ask that.
Now, Rev T claims he's calling and you're not answering the phone, Jeff.
Yes. He can
bleep. Is that on purpose? Yeah,
it's only because we had him on earlier, and I get in trouble if we had a guest.
We didn't have him on.
I could have sworn we had Ray T on earlier.
We had Jarrah on.
Look, we got to get over this, all this, every little incremental thing. We can have people on more than one time. We're talking about different damn topics. And DJ said, bleep you, Jeff, for being it. Tish yourself.
I like that one. Man, nobody go anywhere. Peter up. Rosenberg joins us next. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Trying to get a hold of our friend, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Not sure if he might have something going on. B, it's getting interesting. I did want to, if we can take a minute, and at least talk about this Dolphins-Bills game tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's big boy AFC East. This is two playoff teams from last year. It's in Miami. Hopefully Tyreek has a driver. What's your gut say just on the surface of a game like this? I mean, this is legit. Dolphins are favored by 2.5.
The Dolphins at home? I take Dolphins at home in this game. I think that the game last week, the defense of what you call it, is not there just yet completely.
Greg Russo of the Bills was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Okay. I mean, who do they play?
Arizona.
Okay.
They spotted him a quick lead.
Yeah,
but
they spot Miami, they're not coming back. You spot Miami, the amount of points that they gave against Wichcomb, against Arizona, they're not winning that game.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals scored 28 last week. A lot of it was just pretty effective ground game. James Conner had 50 yards. Kyler ran for 57. It's weird that they were able to score so much because it was not a huge yardage total. I mean, the Cardinals scored 28 points, but only had 270 yards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Russo had
him chances early.
The three sacks. Yeah, and there was a missed pass interference call late in that game that I think was kind of a tough call. Mm-hmm. But we're excited to get to the BetQL guest line now and talk to our friend Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Man's got all the jobs in the world. WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York. Peter, what up, man?
Listen, you got a lot of jobs too, bro. We're working on it.
We're trying.
I saw you.
And he just got another one, Peter.
Nobody keeps up with B. Mitch.
I saw you. Yeah, you got a lot of jobs too. But listen, between us, we got a lot of jobs.
We're hustlers. What can you say? So I know that you wanted to talk about the game. And, dude, if you want to switch to Mondays, we will switch to Mondays. You're better off, like, letting the heat cool and then having a – because I think Mondays you'd be – last Monday it seemed like you were hot.
Listen, I'm open. It's your party. I'll let you guys decide what you think. But there are Mondays where I'm just like, it's so fresh on my mind. I was hot on Monday. I think there were positives to glean from the game. And I liked a bunch of things that I saw from Jaden. But I got to tell you guys, and again, this has been an insane week for me. So I don't know what the conversation has been. And I don't know if this is something you've heard ad nauseum or if no one's saying this. And I told you guys on text, DQ felt a lot like RR to me. And I did not love that feeling. Like, there were just multiple things that they did. I thought the clock management at the end of the first half was just stupid. Like, I don't understand why you don't want a possession. Going into halftime with a timeout in your pocket to me is stupid. I know it's not a huge thing, but in a game in which you're being outplayed and you cannot stop the opposing offense, if you cannot stop the opposing offense literally ever, then to me, when it's very clear they're going to get points, I want to use my timeout to get the ball back. So that bothered me. The 56-yard field goal kick, when it was clear to every human being with eyeballs that you don't even have a kicker, was madness to me. Madness.
Yeah, I think you pumped that there.
Hey, by the way, how about this? No, JP, I consider going for it. At that point, we were down two scores.
But wasn't that like 4th and 11?
It was long. They cut it. It was like 4th and 23 or something. They cut it. 3rd and 23. They cut it to like a 4th and 10. I'm just saying I would have preferred going for it to kicking the field goal. That was a no chance. At least if you go for it, you have a chance of picking up the first down. And to kick the field goal is just to hand the ball to them with great field goal position. It made no sense. That really bothered me. Another thing that bothered me was the designed runs for Daniels I didn't understand. Like, are y'all not watching the game?
So that's the first one. So a lot of the time management stuff, I was equally questioning. You didn't even bring up the 2-point conversion that he should have gone for that he didn't, that I've been screaming about all week. I think the design runs, if you go back and look, of the 16 carries, there were about 4 or 5 design runs. The only one I got issue with is the interior stuff.
That's literally the one I'm referring to. Yes.
Yeah. That was like the third quarter, maybe. So they've installed that, dude. That's like a facet of the Eagles' quarterback run game with Hurts that is really effective for Philly. But Jalen Hurts is a different dude than Jaden is. But I don't know that this would have made your radar yet. But one thing I really appreciated, Kingsbury does his weekly press conference on Thursday, and he took immense ownership that he messed up the touchdown, Jaden's first touchdown, that Kingsbury said, I called the worst play call of my life. I gave him no protection. The kid's a fighter, but I can't put him in situations like that. So I think directly from the play caller, there is definitely an awareness level of trying to protect him.
He also said they made the calls like that because they felt, based off of what the Buccaneers were doing, that they would be running out here walking to the end zone. So he didn't just put him in harm's way. But the thing about the 50-something yarder, the guy had missed a 20-something yarder. Doesn't automatically mean he's going to miss the next. He had enough distance to kick it. Just pushed it. So I don't know if you don't kick that one at that point. If he had made the field goal, I don't think we'd say anything about it.
No.
I wish he missed the first one.
He pushed it.
But the first one was 4th and 3 from the 29. I'd rather they go for that. Live in the moment, I said that. The 56-yarder, that's a tricky spot on the field. You're right that
he's an NFL kicker. He should be able to kick from the 56-yard.
I agree. Yeah,
is he an NFL kicker?
Field position was a problem all day.
I mean, he's been in the league for a minute now.
He's out of the league now.
He's out of the league now, but I'm just saying he was in the league. So you don't know until you try him and let him hit it.
But that also bothers me, too. Like, what is the preseason for? Like, we don't even play games anymore. Yeah, we couldn't figure out the kicker thing all preseason?
They've had enough of them.
This is their fifth kicker since March.
I mean, they're trying to figure it out. But I ask you this question, though, Peter. Who's out there right now that's better than the people on teams? Nobody. That's why they're out there not working right now. So you got to just keep trying with them. They've had five. And I think may have another two or three before the year's over.
Doesn't it seem like the kicker thing is always a thing with us? Like either we have a terrible one or we get a good one. They're here for a minute. We somehow let them go, and then they're just great somewhere else for several years and not with us. I just feel always mess this up. And you don't
see that's the point.
Graham Gano.
That's where I'm at in a sense, though. We all said get rid of Graham Gano. We said get rid of the others.
You always bring up
Akers. And
then
when they go, David Akers, and everybody was saying get rid of him because they wasn't making kicks. But then they go somewhere else and they settle down and they make them. We're going to have to take one time that's missing a little bit and be patient and allow him to kick.
Yeah.
Peter,
you're probably right.
But what are Giants fans saying up there?
Oh, they're not happy, bro. They are not happy. They are not happy. But, they're done. They are just absolutely done. Super frustrated with Daniel Jones at this point. Listen, guys, I'm gonna keep it real. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, this is about as must-win a football game as exists. I cannot deal with enough. Bro, if we are going to be anything this year, and I know I was on here last week talking about 10-7, 9-8, if we are going to be anything, you finally stand up to the Giants at home and beat this team. They could not handle Minnesota for a second. They could not move the ball at all. I don't know what changes have been made defensively. Obviously, fortunately the Jets, I want to shout out the Jets for making our defense look better because I didn't think there'd be another team in the league that couldn't stop anyone for three quarters, but then the Jets did it even longer. But, guys, we can't lose to this Giants team. I heard Kayvon kind of laughing at us yesterday. I don't know. That's how I took it. It's not even really a rivalry. Whatever. I hope that they're truly aware of how bad this Giants curse thing is. I mean, the Giants fans think of us as like, it don't even really count it as a win because you know they're beating us.
That's crazy.
Like they own us. They really own us. Crazy. And they own us at FedEx.
Yo, and Danny Dimes has owned Washington.
Oh, Danny Dimes.
5-1
and one. He's only Danny Dimes against us.
Yo, Kayvon Thibodeau, do you know this stat, Peter? He has 15 and a half sacks in his career. 5.5 of them are against Washington.
Yeah.
35% exactly. Of his total production.
Which is why I can't say anything about him laughing at us.
See, there's some positive things you can look at, though, Peter, because Dan Quinn against Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones hadn't won a game against Dan Quinn.
Well, listen.
As DC of the Cowboys.
Now, by the way, is Dan Quinn, is he a backwards hat every time he coaches, guy?
He has really leaned into the backwards hat look. That is his – I don't know. I don't want to say definitively. I don't believe I've ever seen him, now that I cover him and have been around him a fair amount, I believe he's either no hat or backwards. I don't think I've ever seen him with a hat on forwards. Brian, have you seen him with a hat on forwards?
No, I don't pay attention to it, actually.
I sadly do.
It stood out to me. I'm like, yo, man, this isn't going to be cute. If you don't win games, turn your damn hat around.
Well, I was wondering because all the coaches are wearing those rope hats, and some people they look cool, some people they don't, but they don't look cool backwards. So I don't know that he went with the rope hat.
I did like them
Steve
forward.
Sands.
Do you know Steve Sands, Peter?
No.
Hey, you all are the same people on game day.
He's a DMV guy, works for Golf Channel. A great dude.
Boy. When I got the text, I said, okay, this is Steve Sands.
Wait, why are we the same? He has weird observations?
Nah, he gets highly irritated rather quickly.
Watching the skins. Peter,
the only way to
can
be.
You can you get B up to speed briefly on the fight that I texted you about that I saw? I think I saw it on, like, Awful Announcing. I didn't see it on your post, but your radio show, ESPN New York in the afternoons, Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees, and Don LaGreca had a disagreement about a question. Was it Dexter Lawrence was asked in the Giants locker room?
Yes, that's where was it Dexter? Yeah, it was. I think it was Dexter Lawrence. Yeah, and it was basically Don was of the mindset that it was a bad question by the reporter to ask, hey, did you hear the crowd booing you? Like, Don thought that was a lazy question, which Lawrence did too. Lawrence kind of disrespected the journalist and was like, next question. Well, like, what is that even a question? Michael thought it was a fair question. Don thought it was an absurd question. And then at some point, Michael said to Don, just, you're wrong. And for whatever reason, like, that's not a trigger point for me, but for Don, that was a trigger point. Headphones were thrown, a trash can was kicked, and you got to watch it, be Mitch, because you just got to watch my face through the whole thing.
Yeah, you did a hell of a job of trying to keep it together. I have been in enough of these situations. To me, that's not a good or a bad question. But it leans towards gotcha.
Well, let me just tell you,
because what's the player supposed to say? You're putting them in a position where
let me tell you though,
they got no.
They do. You do hear them when they're booing.
Sure.
And you and normally when they're booing, you know you're playing like trash. So
right.
You do hear, because if they're cheering and you're playing like trash, then I got a question for the fans. What the hell are you looking at?
Right. So it's probably a mixed bag. But either way, it's
one of those mixed type questions, you know. But the whole thing about it is, you know when to answer, when not to answer.
I do have breaking news on the fan. Ready for this?
Okay.
For at least a portion of Sunday's game in Tampa, Dan Quinn wore his hat forwards.
Is that true?
I have visual evidence that I will throw in the group chat with me, you, and B. Mitch, Peter. All right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited to see this now.
Are you coming to town this weekend? Wale's playing.
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I decided to pass on this one. I'm going to wait. You know what, guys? I've done enough of the damn Giants games, guys. It's not fun. It's 30,000 Giants fans who I already have to deal with at home. I am going to chill. I'm actually watching with a couple of Giants fans, but they're people I can trust to be around, and I'm going to just take this one at home. I think I'm leaning towards the pre-Thanksgiving Dallas game, the Sunday the 20th.
Okay.
I think that's where I'm leaning.
We'll be ready for you. Thank you, Peter. Always appreciate time, brother.
Be cool, bro.
All right, boys. Talk soon.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram. And caller number 10, right now, you win two tickets to see the Marley Brothers, the Forever Legacy Tour, Friday, September 27th at Jiffy Lube Live, featuring Ziggy, Steven, Julian, Kamani, and Damian Marley. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, 800-636-1067. Be Mitch and Finley on 106.
What up?
God, I love this song. I also apparently love Barramundi. Who knew?
Barramundi is good.
They're called Australian sea bass.
Barramundi.
Either way, I like it.
You say Barramundi, it sounds a lot better.
Exotic. It does. Quite exotic.
Get the people going.
Shout out to the folks down in Dewey Beach, Rehoboth Beach. Monty is listening to the show live. Sent us a picture of Steve Sands.
Does he have Steve with him?
He's going to let Steve know about your comparison of people that go nuts while they watch the games.
Hey, listen to me. Actually, when I first saw the comment, I said, damn, Steve's already at it. And then I looked closer. I said, oh, it's not Steve. It's Peter.
I think the term is called rage texting. That's what it is. All right, let's Jeff's threatening us in the text thread. Let's make some bets.
Man, nobody's scared of Jeff.
Tell you what I could go for now that Monty's texting us. I could go for an Orange Crush. I'm overdue, B.
I think we're going to have that in the studio tomorrow.
Maybe we will. Jeffrey!
Okay, hey, actually, before we get to Jeff, I got to bleep you for Brian Mitchell and J.P. Finley. The show's over in 2 minutes. You guys couldn't wait to eat?
No, we couldn't. When, first of all, I eat every day right here on this thing. Have I ever cared about eating? So what's your bleep you about?
Brian,
you know what I take your bleep you? One finger salute to you, landfill.
Brian doesn't care. I was eating during the break, and then I stopped. I don't think I deserve a bleep you here.
I don't care what he says.
I know you don't care. I'm just saying I mean, on my end
I'm
of this
on
bargain.
Air, and I have.
Nobody eats I on eat air
from,
like you do.
I eat from 12 to 8, and I'm not waiting until 2 o'clock to get my first damn meal in.
Right,
so
man.
Whoever got a problem, bleep you.
We gotta speed up the results. We had to fix yesterday because I fat fingered a button and went 2 days behind rather
yeah,
than
one. Yeah, you messed up, Jeff.
So, Landfill was actually sitting at 0-2 yesterday. He did not win. And with the Owen brothers, Landfill and B. Mitch, y'all are both sitting at 0-3 because the Phillies choked last night. And they didn't win -1.5. I'm sitting at 2-2 because my parlay did hit with the Yankees and the Aces. JP, you're sitting at 1-2. You were 1-1, but, you know, don't
Fever.
Ever bet against Jeff Walker.
Always
which
bet
I got.
Jeff Walker. Go ahead. Who's ready?
Give me the Mariners.
The Mariners.
I'm taking the Bills. Football,
football on the night.
Give me the Mariners and the Dolphins.
I was about to say, give me the Dolphins.
Oh, Lord. Nah, I should take the Bills.
You know B ain't cheering for Josh Allen.
Landfill, what'd you take, dude?
The Bills +2.5.
Landfill's on the Bills. B's on the Dolphins. I'm going to zag. Give me Texas State -1.5. Great show today. Thank you to the boys in the aquarium for all their hard work. I cannot wait to watch Bills Dolphins tonight. But Texas State, Arizona State is going to get a little second TV action. B. Mitch. Thank you to Bob Glauber for joining us. Thank you to Bob Papa for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you some Barramundi.